Bill 2256, relating to food services facilities, and this is the agency fee bill. One of the agency fee bill, we had briefly discussed it a couple of days ago, and there were some questions, and so we're bringing it back today to hopefully get it passed out so it can go to the floor. Without this budget, without this fee bill, the agency cannot collect fees. So with that, Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. I passed out to you the dash A-12 amendment. Again, this modifies the fee that the agency can charge for the restaurant inspection program. If this bill was not to be adopted, the fees would be as they currently are, which you can see in the copy of the bill that you have. These fees increase not to the extent the agency had proposed in the original bill, but it is still approximately a 50% increase across the board. You also have the updated fiscal impact statement. It would generate an additional $153,000 for the health division and this program. You'll also notice the very last paragraph of the fiscal impact statement indicates the health division has been notified by Wasco and Sherman counties that they are going to be assuming this program on their own. Their intent is to assume this program and do their own restaurant inspections. But this fiscal impact was based upon current law and current program, and the health division provides this service for 12 Oregon counties.
Representative Bates, when we were here last, you had some concerns before you looked at the actual increase in rates.
Madam Chair, I think these rates look reasonable to me. I'm just running through them real quickly. I was concerned that we now lose the program. I was also very concerned that the rates were a substantial increase over what was there before and were a little exorbitant. These rates look reasonable to me, and I would certainly support these.
Senator Yee, you had also had expressed some concerns last time, and I think it's partly because we were looking at what is and didn't look at what currently existed. And if you look at the rate structure of where they were and the increase that they are receiving, a substantial 50% increase in rate fees is pretty dramatic, particularly when you're looking at some of the counties that we're talking about are in the rural counties where the economics are not the same. I do have a question, however, of the agency as to what is the current service level amount for the restaurant inspection program.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Tom Johnson, Assistant Administrator, Oregon Health Division. The current service level is defined by the level of activity which we are carrying on right now and would carry into the next biennium is $697,063.
And the increase in fees is? The new rate, Rick, is how much?
The net increase of these new fees would produce $152,890 with the current 12 counties.
Right. Madam Chair, if that follows through, we would have with the total revenue under that proposal about $53,980 compared with then what we would have for the current level service level expenditure rate, not taking into account the remittance amount. We're about less than $40,000 short, so we're very close. In all honesty, we can make that.
Are you planning to add any more FTEs?
No, Madam Chair, we are not.
So your current service level at $697,063 is for four FTEs, and is Rick correct that you're going to, the additional revenues that would be received is $152,809.
That is correct, Madam Chair.
With no new FTEs?
That's correct.
So we can buy some gasoline to take us from one town to the other one?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. I think that's all that I have at this point.
Representative Bates, would you like to move the dash 12s?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the dash 12s to Hospital 2256, Paying Growth.
Representative Bates moves the dash 12 amendments to 2256. Is there any discussion?
Mr.
Quick question. On page 3, line 9, it changed from 495 to 395.
Well, yeah, it was originally 295.
395.
Well, you have to look in that.
In the bracket.
The original. This is the change.
Yes.
In growth burden.
Yes.
This is what the agency wanted to go up to.
Mm-hmm.
These are the current fees.
Yes.
That's much better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Representative Bates.
I'd like to move that we...
Well, I have to get... Is there any objection?
No,
it's approved. Representative Bates.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, I'd move that House Bill 2356A engrossed as amended be sent to full ways and means that they do pass recommendation.
Representative Bates moves House Bill 2256 as amended to full ways and means with the do pass recommendation. Is there any objection? Approved. We will not be hearing House Bill 3953, so with that, we are adjourned and be on notice, because I don't know what time we're meeting tomorrow or what bills we will be hearing tomorrow. Just stay flexible as you have been, and thank you for all your hard work.
Madam Chair, do you have any idea what work's going on Saturday and Sunday as far as what bills?
I know we're working Saturday. I'm not quite sure what we're going to be doing on Sunday. We're trying to get the agency's bills wrapped up as rapidly as possible. We still, as you know, have to complete health. We have to complete adult and family services. We have services to children and families, and we have the children's plan left to do, as well as OMAP. So we've got a lot of work left, and Doug is doing like this. I think that they would like for us to hurry up and get our work done.
And I think that we plan to do the final wrap-up of the whole DHS agency bill.
When?
This weekend.
This weekend. So you will be busy at the director's office. We have the reorg in the director's office, so we're planning to wrap that. So please be loose. Get a lot of rest tonight.